Here's the Gary Coleman update.
You're going to have to back up on this. I can't remember when he passed.
Gary Coleman.
When you mentioned his ex-wife, mm-hmm. did she call 911 but could not render first aid?
Correct. She said.
He fell down a flight of stairs?
Yes.
And they said, go to him and render first aid. And she said,
I can't, too much blood or something? Yeah, I'm queasy.
Too much blood.
He's been dead 15 years, believe it or not.
15?
I said. 2010.
I guessed eight years. Well, they're doing a new show, I believe it's on A&E, where they have people take lie detector tests about controversial things that have happened.
No. Did she do it?
She did.
What a terrible idea.
How much do they pay her?
That's got to be major. I mean, that's got to be a huge payout.
This cannot end well.
Right. Well, here's a little bit of it. They're promoting the show, which comes out next week. This is Gary Coleman's wife, who was there.
What's her name? Do we know?
The story was he fell down the stairs, and she called 911, as you said, but did not render any
first aid. We used to have the call.
Oh, that's right. We did. We probably still do. First episode of a show called Lie Detector, Truth or Deception. Her name is Shannon Price.
Okay.
And here she is on the show being asked about it.
The exam had to do with Gary's fatal fall.
Okay.
I ask you the following relevant questions on this test. Did you physically cause Gary's fall?
Mm-hmm.
You answered no.
Right.
I also asked you, did you physically cause Gary to fall that day? And you answered no. And the results are, you failed that exam with deception regarding Gary's fall.
That's fault.
How can that be? Here's the 911 call.
Wow. So basically, he asked her, now, unless we're getting tricked with editing, did you cause him to fall? No, liar.
That's right.
Now, we should also point out, right, that not a single court in the land will admit a lie detector test.
That's true.
Correct?
Yeah. Yes.
As evidence.
That's right.
We do have, not only do we have her 911 call, we have a very awkward interview that she did after his death.
Okay, here's the 911 call after he fell down the stairs.
There's blood all over the floor. I don't know what happened. I really don't know what happened.
The 911 operator tells Shannon to apply pressure to his wound, but she refuses.
I just can't be here with the blood. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't.
I've just been kind of sick, and, you know, I don't want to be traumatized.
I just can't get over there close.
I don't want to be traumatized. Your husband's bleeding to death at the foot of the stairs. I know. Don't you think that's enough?
It's coming back to me now. The 911 call came out, which was criticized. But then she didn't help her case with the interview.
You know, I did help him. I actually had to run around looking for a towel because we didn't have any in the downstairs bathroom. Other people need to understand and realize this was the first traumatic, like real traumatic situation I'd ever had to witness.
It was real. Think about me for a second. All right.
Poor Gary.
These are good towels. Yeah. I grabbed a whole box of Kleenex.
Gary's on.
Okay, I am not using the guest towel.
Gary's on the floor. Hold on, I'm looking for towels.
Well, since those two things, it's the 911 call.
What about the kitchen? These are dirty.
Maybe if you had done the laundry, we'd have towels. I ask you to do one thing when I'm gone.
What about a beach towel from the cabana house?
You think I'm going all the way out to the cabana house? Come on. So
you're bleeding to death, Gary. I haven't got time for that.
Since that time, people have thought, because of those two things, maybe she had something to do with his death.
You should run this past your wife, see if she picks up on the scent.
A little true crime. I mean, we're in the off season.
Yeah, it fills the void.
So now she's like, let me go on A&E and clear up clear the record here.
I need to fix my reputation.
I think she forgot about the 911 call and the interview after.
The show is called Lie Detector, Truth or Deception. It premieres on A&E.
That might be worth watching.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Shannon.
That did not come off well at all. Jeez.